Hi, how you doing this morning? And it is morning here at the Hi. Carl Blair making valiant attempts to start up this Friday morning here in the vacuum room inside the internet building in the center of North America as the earth spins and hurls, and in conjunction with the entire solar system is spitting itself forward into space, three different trajectories all at the, plus, did I count the orbit? Did I count the spin? I've lost track of all of the dizzying motions and emotions that are going on. But I'm fine. I think I overmodulated a little. Editor, would you fix that, please? Use the clip fixer on it. That's inside jargon. I'm showing off a little bit, anticipating there might be females in the audience, although I found out something about females regarding males showing off for them. Unimpressed. Sports heroes in stadiums running around with their little baby football like grown-up children men. They're thinking, all the women love me. They think this is so cool what I'm doing. No. The women know about your paycheck. They're rather smart in that regard. They're good planners. Hand the checkbook over to them, and it will balance from now on. And you'll never know about it. Okay, but aside from those practicalities, no woman that I've ever known who, for example, visited the radio station while I was broadcasting, and then I start talking this inside stuff, thinking she'll think this is really super cool, and I talk about, yes, use the clip fixer. I overmodulated there. Oh, you can see it quite well on the graph here. See those red streaks through the audio chart? Yes. And, oh, by the way, would you see that we have reservations at the upscale restaurant up in the penthouse? Because we may be going to lunch later. What do you say? And then, of course, I turn to the female, and her eyes roll up as if she's looking at the ceiling, but she has no interest in the ceiling at all. And the subject is dropped. And I think, well, she doesn't have culture. She doesn't understand where it's at, man. Hey, I was just listening seconds before coming on the air with the Blair on Air. We were airing the Alex Jones Show. Now, we do that to warm up our transmitter tubes in the morning. First, we turn on 1680 kilohertz, and we have to balance out the system because it doesn't start at 1680. It starts here, and I'm pointing. You must pay attention on this program. This bamboo tower on top of this white stool here indoors has dangly wires, almost as if a puppeteer is up at the top holding them, and at the bottom of the dangly wires is a Whole House 2.0 FM transmitter sending out at 107.1 megahertz. And that signal is what's currently on KDX World Round Radio, which at this moment is dead carrier. We're broadcasting dead carrier for almost the next half hour, but it goes through the air, makes it through the doorway there. Now, my point has changed direction. Yeah, are you following? And out there, there's a Panasonic FM radio picking it up. And what we've noticed is that because there are some high power FM stations near in frequency to our little measly watt signal, our antenna receives and rebroadcasts them, and they're broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Christmas tunes, which you can hear in the background behind our KDX programming. I don't want that. I don't like it. I'm quite aggravated about it. I'm thinking about making some phone calls, maybe a complaint or so, but I'm not exactly sure So anyway, then out there, the audio is picked off the FM radio, plugged into the AM transmitter, which injects a signal at 1680 kilohertz up through a window. There's a metal-framed window out there that is being used as an antenna. And it works. It actually works. So we're getting double use out of our window. It's windowing and antenna radiating. And it's so exciting. Yes, I'm a grown man. Why would you ask? But speaking of Christmas music, I woke up the other morning, and I think subliminally that music in the background on our signal gets through to my head. Because the first thing when I woke up, I thought, the first Noel. But when you're in that half-awake state, which science calls the hypnagogic state between dreaming and being awake, there's a sort of an in-between there, the hypnagogic. In fact, I think what Rod Serling should have done back in his time, never mind the Twilight Zone, how about the hypnagogic zone? We'd really have something there. And I was thinking, oh, say, can you see the first Noel? Huh? You mean those two songs are one song, one melody with different lyrics? We'll have to do an in-depth analysis. This is Blair on Air program number 21. Of our Light series, L-I-T-E, in which we broadcast for 10 minutes and then shut up for the benefit of our affiliate stations who may need filler, something to put into a 10-minute period when they didn't know what else to use. We're desperate. We need something. See what Carl's got over there at kdxradio.com. Go to the Blair on Air Light page. And there they are for you and before you. And before, there's, but this morning the sun is out. It's about 30 degrees on the outdoor temperature, about 52 on the indoor temperature. Don't you know? And also helping to save the planet. Now the planet has a chance because KDX Radio has turned down the wattage. Our radio stations are only putting out less than a watt. Now, those large dinosaur radio stations, they suck up the wattage, and so it's causing the world to totally come apart. And we've got to get those stations declared obsolete. A shutdown notice needs to go out from the offices of the FCC telling them, see, what you're doing, see, is causing, you're using too much power, and it's burning too much coal. And now I hear that they have a truck here in the community. It's a noise, one of those noise cannons. They drive it around the streets, and it pretends to be brushing dust. And I've watched it. You can see in a certain angle from the sunlight, you can see the dust being spread up into the air. They want to make sure the dust gets into the air so it ends up on your furniture. And the noise makes you tense up and you need a psychiatric help. I am going insane. That noise out there, I can't stand it anymore.